Hi, it's me, very special guest Todd Robert Anderson. This is the third and final interview this is Cosmopolitan Magazine's hobby podcast. I don't know. I saw the magazine Cosmopolitan at the grocery store, and it asked me to do a series of guests on its interview show. I obviously have to do all the talking because magazines don't. They can't speak. You have to read them. I mean, if you have an iPad, I'm sure there are magazines that talk to you at this point, but the ones at the grocery store don't. So I have to do the talking. Just to recap, in part one, I took a quiz about what guys really mean when they say things. And then the last one, I took a Sex and the City quiz to find out which character I most like. And it was Charlotte. I don't even know which one Charlotte is, but apparently I'm most like her. And as far as the first part goes, I'm really good at understanding what guys think. So Cosmo's got me back, sitting down in the Cosmo interview studio. And Cosmo wants to ask me more questions. And it's Cosmo quiz. It's Cosmo asks, are you intimidating? Do other women shrink in your presence or roll right over you? Discover if you're at all daunting to deal with. So there's going to be a series of questions to find out if I'm an intimidating woman. All these quizzes, Cosmo, are for women, and I'm clearly not a woman. Anyway, number one, how do you break the news that you just bought a place to a pal who can barely make rent? One, you share all the details ASAP. Two, you pick a time when you sense she's doing well, then tell her. Or three, you hide it. Why rub it in her face? Well, I mean, I think the sensible thing to do is pick a time when I sense she's doing well, and then I would tell her, because, you know, if you're doing really well, and, you know, and this actually happens to me, Cosmo, a lot of times in my life, because I'm in showbiz, and, you know, people suddenly start doing well or suddenly doing poorly, and if you suddenly have money and you buy stuff, I actually keep it to myself. But if you're buying something like a giant house, that, and you want to have your friends who you love over, then they're going to know. I guess what I'd do is just invite them over to my new fancy house and not really talk about it. You know, as I'm better than you, just say, hey, let's come over to my house. But I guess when I have people over, it's not so much about showing off the things that I have. It's just to have people over because I like their company. So I'm not the kind of person who shows stuff off. But, you know, if they ask for a tour, I certainly would show them. Maybe they'd be happy for me because I was doing well. I mean, I have a lot of friends who, when I do well, they're happy for me, and vice versa. When I'm not doing as well, but I see friends doing well, it makes me happy. I wish we all could do well, but, the simple math of economics does not allow for that. So anyway, I'm going to do number two. You pick a time when you sense she's doing well, then you tell her. All right, what's the next question? You and a pal start chatting with a cute guy and realize you both want him. Later you say either A, I'm sure he'll like you more, 2, may the luckiest girl win, or 3, oh, I don't think you're his type. In this particular case, I would say, sweetheart, if you want to hook up with that guy, I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm actually married to a woman, so... But of these answers, I'm going to go, I'm May the luckiest girl win. That's what I'm going to say. May the luckiest girl win. Because, you know, what are you going to do? You're both attracted to the same guy. And, you know, you just got to be cool about it. Whoever he chooses, you know, the other one's got to be... God, that's a dicey situation. It's really dicey and confusing and difficult. I don't know. That's hard. Sucks being a girl. Because, you know, if two guys are vying for the same woman, all we have to do is, you know, fight. You know? Brawl. Whoever walks away, if the girl's still there, gets to go with the girl. Okay, next. Think of someone who you're slimmer than. What do you say when she says you're so thin? Either being skinny isn't that great, or, well, you have great boobs, girl, or I know, it's my metabolism. My answer is generally, actually, I'm not thin, and I have a very soft midsection, but I work out all the time just to maintain that, because I'm old. In this case, I would say, well, you have great boobs, girl, because it seems like if someone says you're so thin, then I immediately should fire back about their breasts, because that seems inappropriate. Next, the best compliment another girl could give you is you're a pro at your fave hobby, or you're the nicest person, or you're a tough cookie. I think I don't like any of those compliments. They all kind of suck. I'd rather get a compliment. You know what? I don't even like compliments anymore. I want to get checks. I want to get money. If you like what I'm doing, just hand me some money. You know what I'm saying? But I guess here I'll go with you're a pro at your fave hobby. All right, next. How do you treat a promising new employee at work? You either act like her BFF and cover for her when she's in a jam, or you're accessible within limits, or you won't let newbies surpass you. How do you treat a promising new employee at work? I think I'd be accessible within limits, you know, because, yeah. I mean, I want to help new people. I'm not a jerk, but you don't know who the person is, so you got to be careful because they could be one of these backstabbing new people. You know, I've seen a few episodes of Mad Men. I know how these things work. You are with your new guy at a bar and notice his ex giving you a bitchy elevator eyes, You go to the bathroom and spaz, or slip him the tongue, then walk up to her and ask if she's enjoying the view, or stare right back at her, but smile so she knows you're onto her game. Slip him the tongue, then walk. I don't know. That's hard. All of these seem to. The thing about Cosmo quizzes is, like, often all of their answers make you a bad person. I mean, I don't think any of these are the best way to handle it. I think it's just, you know, for one, why are you in such an incestuous environment that you're in an elevator with an ex and your boyfriend? Like, what is the deal? Why are you in that situation? Are you shitting where you eat? You know, are you dating coworkers? I mean, come on. Are you dating? Do you only date? Is it like Melrose Place? You only date? In this situation, I guess I would go to the bathroom and spaz. It's really a bad, stupid question. I mean, if that's your situation, man, you're just pathetic. What is wrong with the women who read Cosmopolitan? If this is what the answers to a question like that, and that question's even posed, then what is wrong with you? Just, are you soulless? Come on. Have a brain. Man, I don't know any women like this that this would apply to. Who does this? It's like they're only chicks on soap operas on TV that do this. This isn't real. Women are people. They're not... All right, there's a position open at your job. And you and a close colleague want it. After meeting with the boss, you tell your pal it went well and wish her luck. Or you practically got the job already. Or you did okay, but she'll do better. I guess it went well and wish her luck. I mean, that's the polite thing. This is an exercise. Most of these questions, you just do the polite answer. They're awkward situations, but just be polite, you know? Come, I mean, that's simple. All right, you surround yourself with girls who would join your fan club like Nicole used to be toward Paris in the early Simple Life days, or pals you adore and want to emulate, or women who are your equal. Cosmo, really, I mean, you're referencing Nicole and Paris, and those aren't people. Any women who relate to those people are have no soul. If you're a woman and those are your go-to examples of human beings you aspire to be like or you can relate to, what is wrong? What is wrong? That's not cool. That is not cool. You're not a cool person. How about pals I adore and want to emulate? That seems okay. How often do you compliment other women? Well, personally, as a man, I compliment other women all the time, as much as possible. Once an hour. I love complimenting women. Women like compliments. I like compliments. I lied before. I said I wanted money, but I do like compliments. I'd like compliments to be accompanied with money. That's my thing. I mean, I'll take a compliment, but I would also like money to come with it. You know what I'm saying? All right, you're throwing a singles-only party and some girlfriends ask you what to wear. You offer them your best outfits or say, think sexy, that way you aren't giving away your killer outfit, but everyone else will feel good too. Or say you're dressing casually, then go get totally decked out so you look better. I don't know if the microphone is picking it up, Cosmo, but my family is waiting outside and they're making a racket. They clearly don't care that I'm taking a quiz. It's very distracting. And there's only two of them. It's amazing how loud they can get. You're throwing a singles-only party and some girlfriends ask you what to wear. You offer them your best outfit. Say, think sexy. That way you're giving away your killer outfit, but everyone else will feel good too. Or say you're dressing casually, then get totally decked out. I guess the second one, say think sexy. I mean, that seems like, I mean, the polite word. That's the end of the quiz, you guys. Oh, hey, Cosmo. So how'd I do? I'm a self-assured ally. Ally? Ally. I'm a self-assured ally. What does that mean? You simultaneously project openness and command respect. You'll make yourself accessible to underlings at work, but not to the point where they forget you're the boss. And if you spot a woman staring you down, she'll stare right back, but smile to neutralize her cattiness. Additionally, you're attuned into others. You always consider who the other woman you're talking to is and try to keep a balance of power in the conversation, says Susan A. Murphy, PhD, co-author of In the Company of Women, Indirect Aggression Among Women, Why We Hurt Each Other and How to Stop. The title of that book, Susan, is too fucking long. How about In the Company of Women, you know? Although that sounds like In the Company of Wolves, which is a movie in the 80s, I think, with Daryl Hannah. It's kind of gory and sexual. I like that movie. Anyway, for instance, if you just landed in an apartment or job you're proud of and are talking to a friend who has made similar strides, you won't hold back, but you won't blab on and on to a pal who can barely make her rent or who can't find work. And when you get a compliment, you're so slim you accept it, but make sure to give one back. Great boobs, girl, so the other person feels terrific too. Explains Susan Shapiro, Barash author of Tripping the Prom Queen, The Truth About Women and Rivalry. You're confident enough to in yourself that you don't need to make other women feel insecure and prove it. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad I'm a self-assured ally. I have a friend named Ally. He's a guy. I have a friend named Ally who's a girl, but I think they spell it ally. But I know that some people spell it without the E, and it's just Ally. You know, some people spell it A-L-I, but, you know, anyway. Here's my problem with this quiz, Cosmo, and I'm just going to let it all fly because I know this is the last part, and I get to leave, and we don't have to have an awkward tense relationship and any further segments that we might do together, because I'll tell you right now, this is the last time I'm taking a quiz with you, because I don't know, I think you're shallow and I think you segregate women away from men. Yeah, we have our differences, but you know what, we're all human beings and these things, they're just being polite. If you're a good person, whether you're a male or female, you should be able to just be cool with people. It's not cattiness about women or men. Everybody's got competitive edges and jealousy, but you can realize that why those things are there, and you can be a better person and make the right choice. I don't know about you, Cosmo. I've clearly proven that I'm a great person according to your quizzes. in these three episodes, but I think your quizzes leave a lot to be desired, and they fill me with a certain amount of sadness, because if you're representative of humanity, then maybe we should be just cashing this in. You know what I mean? Let's just... Anyway, this is very special guest Todd Robert Anderson saying on behalf of Cosmo, thanks for listening.